Boshi. Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF. I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie B.C.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So we are going to be discussing the Austin Paso Robles Chardonnay Barrel 23, the Quest Cabernet Franc 23, the Triana Cabernet Sauvignon Paso Robles 23, the Austin Hope Cabernet Sauvignon Paso Robles 2023, and from Alpha Omega, we have the Alpha Omega Cabernet Sauvignon Huyi Vineyard 2022 and the Alpha Omega Era Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022.
Woo!
Yeah, that doesn't... Yeah.
I am very aroused.
What's the guy with the F-35 crash say?
No!
I'm telling you, Paso's killing it. And to the listeners...
I've been saying that for a while.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Absolutely.
Pretty good day.
Very good day.
Nice day.
Any day that we're drinking good wine is a good day. So it was Made Man Bob joining me today, or good old boy Justin.
Pleasure to be here, Bob.
And Made Man Maury.
I am excited to be here, Bob, in the basement. I will even put up with the dampness.
It is a good day in the basement. I keep the wine down here. It's nice, and it's damp, and it keeps the corks happy. So, well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So we are going to be discussing the Austin Paso Robles Chardonnay Barrel 23, the Quest Cabernet Franc 23, the Triana Cabernet Sauvignon Paso Robles 23, the Austin Hope Cabernet Sauvignon Paso Robles 2023, and from Alpha Omega, we have the Alpha Omega Cabernet Sauvignon Huyi Vineyard 2022 and the Alpha Omega Era Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022.
Woo!
Yeah, that doesn't... Yeah.
I am very aroused.
What's the guy with the F-35 crash say? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to be tasting and discussing these fantastic wines and rating them with our signature sound. So, Justin, why don't you pick one of our 1 to 5 sips and tell us about it.
Okay, 2 sips. Nice bubbles, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Boy, we're old. We know who Bubbles the Chimp is. All right. Well, Justin, why don't you go ahead and read us all of this fantastic information about the Hope family?
Happy to do it. When the Hope family came to Paso Robles in 1978 to grow apples and grapes, the area was little known and sparsely populated. But my, how has that changed? Paso Robles is now known in the winemaking world as one of the fastest-growing wine regions in the U.S. The Hope family began making Paso Robles wines in 1996, when Austin Hope took the helm of the family operation. The Hopes have always been avid champions of Paso Robles. They helped establish the Paso Robles AVA, as well as the Paso Robles Wine Country Alliance. They also helped spearhead the recognition of the region's 11 sub-AVAs, which further elevated the region's status on the global stage. They grow grapes in their estate vineyard located in the Westside Templeton Gap District, and also source fruit from one of the many Paso Robles top vineyards. When Bob and I got to visit there the other day, I think the only regret we had is we didn't have a couple of more days.
Yeah, Paso's fantastic. If you want to take a trip to wine country, I highly recommend it.
It's on my list.
We're going to talk about Austin Paso Robles Chardonnay Barrel 23. It's 13.5% alcohol by volume, 92% Chardonnay, 5% Marsan, 2% Sauvignon Blanc, 1% Viognier, 20% barrel fermented, and 74% in stainless steel. The fruit is sourced from three districts within the Paso Robles AVA, the San Juan Creek District, Creston District, and the Pomar District. Chardonnay grapes were whole cluster pressed into stainless steel tanks for cold settling at 30 degrees. The juice was then racked off the heavy lees into French oak barrels, 26%, and stainless steel tanks, 74%, for fermentation. The barrel fermented portion saw 8 months of surly aging, and the barrels were stirred monthly during the first 3 months to enhance the creamy nature of the wine. The blend was assembled in June of 2024 and bottled in September of 2024. On the nose, I got like a kind of a copper tone lotion note. On the palate, I got limoncello. And the finish for me was oaky and smooth. Maury, what did you think?
Yeah, I really liked this wine. I thought it had just the right amount of malolactic fermentation. It had a little hint of buttery. It had a little hint of oak. It was not to the extent of being cougar juice. I thought it was really nicely balanced. It was very enjoyable. I think for the price, it's pretty unbeatable. And I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I love the tropical notes on the nose. It's got a nice pale yellow color on the palate. Lots of melon, tropical flavors, some crisp acidity, hint of lemon zest. Finish was medium to long. I really thoroughly enjoyed this. I really couldn't find anything negative to say about it.
I think it's absolutely delicious. It's, this is their entry-level Chardonnay, screw cap entry-level, and a very well-made wine.
Hey, what do you got against screw caps?
I don't. I actually prefer them. I've never had a screw cap go bad in my life, and I have lost so many good wines over the years to faulty corks.
There are some high-end wines. Plump Jack comes to mind that does screw cap and cork, and it used to imply bottom shelf, but I think today you should not be put off by the screw cap.
It's a lovely wine. On this, I don't get the copper tone. I don't get the coconut. I definitely get the pineapple.
And the pineapple and the tropical fruit notes. I agree. San's coconut really is.
Yeah.
He's otherwise spot on.
Yeah, there's pineapple in here, brioche. Sweet, warm tropical fruit on the palate. On the palate, it's melons, tropical fruit. The acidity on this is very well balanced. I really enjoy it. It's just enough to get some mouth watering, but it's not overpowering. There's a nice lemon hint, a Myers lemon hint on the palate as well as on the nose. It's got a pretty color to it, very, very bright. Really well done. I mean, for an entry level Chardonnay, I think this one's a winner. Is it the best Chardonnay we've had? No, but is it a good Chardonnay? Absolutely.
It's delicious. It really very perfectly serviceable. I would never pour it out of my glass.
Oh yeah, you will. Straight down your gullet. I know you. So we're going to give the option.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not telling your wife. Don't worry about it. The Austin Paso Robles Chardonnay Barrel 23, a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So let's have Maury tell us about our next wine from the folks at...
Thank you, Bob. So Quest is also another property owned by the Hope family, or Austin Hope family vineyards. This is the Quest Cabernet Franc 2023, coming in at 14.5% ABV. It is 100%, yes, you heard that right, folks, 100% Cabernet Franc. This fruit is... Thank you. You read my mind on that sound effect. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. The fruit is harvested and fermented individually by vineyard lots and then aged 9 months in used American oak. The lots were racked twice during barrel aging, blended together, and put into 65% new American oak barrels for an additional 3 months for a total time in oak of 12 months. The fruit came from the Creston District at 1,100 foot elevation, the Genesco District, 1,100 foot elevation, and the San Juan Creek District at 1,200 feet of elevation. Quest was originally a blend of Cab Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc, as they learned with microclimates in Paso Robles were best suited to make the best Cabernet Franc. They adjusted the blend each year, and this 2023 vintage marks the first 100% Cabernet Franc release. So, with that, this is a beautiful, dark, brooding, purple, inky, opaque wine. It just is dense in the glass. On the nose, it's got just unbelievable notes of cassis and blackberry and a hint of graphite. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Maury was just giving us his thoughts on the
Cabernet Franc.
There you go.
So the Cabernet Franc, as I was saying, from Quest, is really interesting and delicious. Number one, Cab Franc, for those of you who are not aware, is typically used as a blending grape. It's often blended with Cabernet Sauvignon and sometimes in other Bordeaux blends. It's relatively rare to find it as a pure, especially 100% Cabernet Franc.
But I love it.
It is great.
I absolutely love Cabernet Franc.
It's very polarizing. It's either done well and it's fantastic or it's terrible.
Yeah, there's an error. There's not an in-between. But that's when you get one that's done well, it's such a great grape on its own, and it's starting to come forward. You're starting to see more and more people do it.
100%. This has a beautiful viscous mouthfeel. It's palate coating. It goes down nice. The finish is medium. I've got nothing but good things to say about this wine. I really think I'm quite frankly honored and happy to have tried it, because it's not one that was in my wheelhouse or on my radar. But if you see the Quest Cabernet Franc 2023, remember only the 23 is 100% Cabernet Franc. I would buy it and enjoy it. Just give it some air and time in the glass. Mm-hmm. Be patient. Let it come up to room temperature. I think you'll be rewarded. Justin, what did you think?
This expression for me had great structure and balance. The mouthfeel was incredible, and we've had this bottle open for a few hours now, and there's no degradation in the structure or balance. So you could drink this by the fire pit 4 hours, and you're going to enjoy the last sip as much as the first. That's my thoughts.
These Californian wines, so good.
I miss him.
Yeah.
Hans Gruber, we miss you, buddy. Yeah, this is a lovely one. I mean, I've been a Cab Franc fan for a long time. It's just now really starting to come out. I mean, finding a cab franc was hard, you know, even just 5 or 6 years ago. But you're seeing a lot more people, you know, coming out with cab francs. They maybe not 100%, but, you know, 80-90% cab franc. With the climate change, it's a great grape. It tolerates the heat better. In fact, it does better in the hotter climates. I mean, in the colder climates, it tends to turn a little bit for me. You get too much of the green pepper on it for me when it's in too cold of a climate. But the warmer it is, you know, it holds up. So if climate changes, you know, continues and it's a thing and all that, I think you might see more and more Cab Franc getting bottled on its own. But this one's extremely well done. We got to try this when we were out in Paso at Austin Hope. The peppers are there, but they're just right where they need to be. Mm. Getting them on the nose, there's dark red fruit. That pepper is on the back palate. Green and red peppers, you know, a really nice backbone. The tannin on it is just right where it needs to be. This is a very, very good Cabernet Franc.
Yeah, I think this will go miles and miles, but it's certainly drinkable now as long as you give it a little time to aerate and come up to room temperature.
It was tight when we opened it.
Yeah.
And I had aerated it, but it was tight.
And I think you can hide some of the flaws with some of the blending. It's even harder to do a great Cab Franc when it's 100%.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. That's why I think a lot of people did them as blends. You know, I mean, I don't mean a blend, you know, 50-50. We're talking, you know, 85-90% Cab Franc and a few others in there to fill in the holes. But yeah, it's I've had this one in past years and it was always a good one, but this one is really hitting it for me. So
yeah, and I've actually sort of raised my intention. When it first came out, I really thought this was more of a middle of the road three, but as it sat in the glass over the last several hours and really opened and matured, I think it's risen in its scores and in its my appreciation and complexity.
Yeah, well, we're going to be giving the Quest Cabernet Franc 2023 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our next wine from the Hope family people, and this is their Triana Cabernet Sauvignon Paso Robles 2023. It's 14.5% ABV, 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, AVAs, Paso Robles. Extended macerations and carefully managed pump overs enhanced the extraction of color and tannin. The lots were aged separately for 10 months in a combination of 25% once and twice used French oak and 75% neutral French and American oak. The initial blend was assembled in early September 2024 and aged for an additional 4 months and 26% new French oak. The wine was racked only twice during its cellar life, with the final racking occurring just prior to bottling. So on the color here, it's got a nice deep garnet color in the center, edging out toward a light ruby on the rim. On the nose, dark fruit, just a slight hint of oak. Mm. Just a little bit of a dusty note on the tip of the nose. And on the palate, let's see. On the palate, it's got a really nice mouthfeel. Black cherries, blackberries, plums. A little bit of a tobacco note, some old leather. Kind of a dusty barn. And a pretty nice finish as well. This one stays with you for a little bit. I'm enjoying this one.
You know, I agree with you, Bob. I think it's you hit all the points on it. I agree with you 100% on the black fruit, the leather, etc. A little hint of black tea on the nose, but other than that, I think you were spot on all the tasting notes. I agree. The finish is medium to long. This one too, you know, I was definitely a little less high on this wine when I first poured it. It was a little bit tight, and as it sat in the glass for an extended period of time, this one probably close to 2 hours, I'm enjoying it even more. I'm really enjoying this. I think it's a beautifully made wine.
I think this one got a bigger change with time.
Yeah.
Than the Quest, honestly.
I would say the same thing. I was thinking it was me, but it's definitely improved.
Justin? Getting like a oolong T note from it. I'm getting faint fruit preserves. The finish is very pleasant, very long, and very mild.
Yeah, there's definitely a black tea in here.
Yeah, it's a well refined expression.
Mm. Yeah, there's definitely a black tea. I don't get as much on the nose as I get it on the palate. On the back palate is where the tea comes in. Yeah, that's really lovely. I'm enjoying that one a lot. So we're going to be giving the Triana Cabernet Sauvignon Paso Robles 2023 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next wine. I'm telling you, Paso's killing it. And the listeners,
I've been saying that for a while.
If you haven't been out, definitely go.
Not easy to get to, but worth the ride.
It's not easy to get to, but it is definitely worth the ride. And it's a beautiful drive, whether you're coming down from San Fran or you're coming up from LAX. But, you know, beautiful country, beautiful drive, very laid back vibe, a lot of great restaurants and all kinds of wineries making all kinds of different wines. It's, you know, it's not so Napa makes Napa wine, Sonoma makes Sonoma wines. You know, it's there's a huge variety of wineries there. So, yeah, definitely hit Paso. And we'll be back to talk about the last one.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Triana Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso, and we're going to be talking about our last one from Paso. We're going to have Maury tell us about them.
Thank you, Bob. This is the Austin Hope Cabernet Sauvignon Paso Robles 2023. Comes in at a whopping 15% ABV. This one is
Ric Flair likes it.
Yeah. 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. This fruit is sourced from the Geneseo, Estrella, Creston, and Paso Robles Highlands, San Juan Creek, and San Miguel districts. After harvesting the grapes, select vineyard lots were fermented individually in stainless steel tanks for 10 to 14 days. Extended macerations and carefully managed pump overs enhanced the extraction of color and tannin. The lots were aged separately for 15 months in a combination of 25% once used and 75% 2 to 3 times used French oak. The initial blend was assembled in January of 2025. As a whole, this blend was then aged an additional 2 months in 75% new and 25% once used French oak. The wine was racked just twice during its cellar life, with the final racking occurring just before bottling. This wine is special. It's got a dark ruby color. It's just as opaque as you can imagine in the glass. On the nose, aromas of freshly picked black currants, ripe cherry, blackberries, and then some subtle hints of violets, mocha, and even a little dried spice. On the palate, it's juicy fruit, lots of cherry, nuances of cedar, clove, nutmeg, and a hint of vanilla. There's perhaps even a hint of tobacco. The finish is long, smooth, full-bodied. It's rich. The tannins are just soft and just caress your tongue and your palate. This wine is just delicious. It's got everything you want in a cab. It will rival some of the best of Napa Valley cabs. It's just ticking all the boxes for me. It's firing on all eight cylinders. And again, a wine I'm not particularly familiar with coming from Austin Hope, although I've had a number from Paso. This wine is delicious. And if you see it, grab it. You will not be disappointed. Justin, what'd you think?
So I got a lot of earthy notes from this. I got forest floor, mushrooms, and yeah, after.
You may use the further away nose technique. I put my nose right in the glass and got a lot of fruit. But you and Harm were correct in that if you were to pull your glass much further away, you'd get some of those mushroomy, umami, earth floor notes. So thank you for bringing that up.
I also got star anise on the nose after thyme. And on the palate, I got like a cedar cigar box. I got clove cigarettes and like that vanilla bean coffee that was like cinnamon vanilla bean coffee that Gavalia used to make in the late 80s, early 90s.
Are they gone?
Probably.
Well, because
back post my childhood.
Because jerks went and got it and got the free thing but never bought anymore.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I resemble
it's
that
the same
remark.
Reason why we don't have the people like you, why we don't have Columbia Record Club anymore, sir.
Yeah. You know, you could write, you void this contract. I'm 17 years old and that you don't get anything more from them after that.
Yeah. I'm so glad you put that law degree to use.
Oh, that was before the law degree, my friend.
Ay, ay, ay. Straight into the toilet. So, all right. Well, this one is dark. Dark ruby color. I mean, just beautiful color to it. It coats the glass. Black currants, black cherries, plums, blackberries. Just a beautiful bunch of dark fruit in there. The violets definitely leap out. The violets, that floral nose is really nice. On the palate, hold on.
Hold my glass.
On the palate, again, cherries, plums, blackberries. Just a slight hint of oak. I see what you're saying with the clove. I get that on the back palate. Just a tiny touch, not a lot. I do get just a hint of vanilla. The finish on this, I would say, is medium to long. It's got a nice acidity. It's very well balanced. Sitting out in the air as long as this one's been open, because it's been open now for a couple hours, has really done this wine a great service. It was good before, but it's just gotten better. Yeah, this one's really, really nice. Hold on. Yummy. Yeah. I think I just wish they'd sent more than one. So we're going to be giving the Austin Hope Cabernet Sauvignon Paso Robles 2023 four sips.
That's classified.
Bob, you want to talk about Alpha Omega next and Hui Vineyard?
This is like our last trip out to California. We started off in Paso for a couple of days, and then we got in the car and we drove up to Napa for a couple of days. So, which was a good trip.
Oh yeah.
So the Alpha Omega Winery, if you actually listen to the show, are you out there? Is anybody actually listening? Yes. Hopefully. We've done Alpha Omega before in the past. Great folks over there. Great wine they're making. Beautiful winery. If you're out there, please definitely go give it a shot. They're right across the street from the New Bella Union.
Yeah.
Also another one to go see.
Nice.
Alpha Omega was established by Robin and Michelle Baggett in 2006. It's located on the Rutherford Bench in the heart of Napa, again, right across the street from Bella Union. You can't miss it. Big lake, beautiful fountains going up in there. They sought to create an estate comparable to the finest in the valley. So Robin began his wine career in 1988 as a grape grower, planting more than 750 acres of grapes, and in 1998 establishing Tolosa Winery in San Luis Obispo, back down to Paso. Several months into negotiations for the property that would become Alpha Omega, Sir Peter Newton of Newton Vineyards, Newton, I miss them, the fires took them out, and it looked like they were shutting down. But the last news I heard, they I think they saved like 2 acres of vines, but they're replanting and they're going to reopen. So
they should call it Phoenix.
Yeah. So Sir Peter Newton of Newton Vineyards suggested to the Baggetts that they talk to his winemaker and his assistant winemaker about joining their new winery project. How awesome is that? Where do you ever see somebody who's one of your competitors going, hey, these guys would probably be a good help to you? You know, that doesn't happen in any other industry. This team together had excelled.